We are learning Masechta Zuma Daf Ayin Ches Amud Aleph. We are beginning four lines from the bottom Ayin Zayin Beis. We are middle discussing the Mayin, the stream that will leave the Kodesh HaKadoshim and go through Yishalayim and become a big river, raging river. Zakta Gemara, Amar Pinchas B'Shem Rav Huna. This is talking about Asad Lavai, who was a Nevuah, that the Nevi'im saw about this stream that will go through from the Kodesh HaKadoshim through Yerushalayim. It's a big shaila in the Mefarshim if this is going to be an actual stream or just a Nevuah. Al Kaponim, the Gemara says like this, Rav Pichas from Rav Huna Tziporaya. Rav Pichas says, Shem Rav Huna from Tzipari, Mayin HaYoytzeh Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, the stream that left the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Tchila Doim L'Karnich HaGavim, by the beginning it was so thin and so small, like the horns of a grasshopper. That's how thin the stream was. Once it reached the Pesach Hechel, the door of the Hechel, it became like the thread of the Shasi. The Shasi and the Erev are the two parts of a loom, the two threads. One thread is going horizontally and one going vertically. So one's called a Shasi and one's called the Erev. I don't know, in English, one of them's called a warp. I don't know, a different name, I'm not sure.
Warp.
What? Shasi is the warp, what's the Erev? We're coming up? Okay. It becomes like the chut of the warp. It got a tiny bit bigger. We got to the ulam, a tiny bit bigger. It became like the chut of the wolf. Once it reached the door of the azara, it became the size of the opening of a small jug. Behind it, now, as we learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yaakov Aymer, Mayin Mefachin, on top of Ayin Chesem Aleph, this is a Mishnah in Midos. It says the Mayin. That water, we call it mefachim, mepachin, is that's one day going to come under the doorway of the Beis HaMikdash. And mepachin is means a lashon of like the opening of a pach of a little jug. After that, after it got to that size, it got bigger and bigger. And we learned yesterday, and yesterday, and yesterday's daf, it's first started off that it was until the ankles, then until the knees, and then until the waist. Until it reached the door of David's palace, it became like a raging river. It became a place where a zava nidas v'yiladas all could be tovel in it. The halacha is they have to be tovel in the mikvah when they get purified. Not only that, they need a din of mayim chayim. It has to be they have to be tovel in a spring water. Not enough a regular mikvah. There's two types of mikvahs. One mikvah is a mayin, which means it's a spring. That could be even moving. There's another halacha of a mikvah that's rainwater. Rainwater only is metayer if it's in one place. So this is a nachal shaitav, it's a raging river, but it's from a spring on the ground. Therefore, you could be tovel in it, and nidais and zavais and yaladas. Shenemar, b'yomo yiyeh mekar niftach beis David, ul'yosh v'shalayim, there'll be an opening of a spring of water for the people of the palace of David and the people living in Shalayim, lachatas v'nida, for mei chatas, which is paraduma, and for a nida. Om Rav Yosef, v'kam remez, from here's a remez, l'nida, shetzorach leishiv atzavar v'mayim. This is a remez that a nida has to be tovel in water, dafka, that reaches her neck. Because you see, it didn't say the lashon of shebay reichtim zavim 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 until it was a raging river up to your neck. So why do I only say it here? Chur said it earlier that a nida could be tovel in it. Teretz is, if you see from here, you only could be tovel unless it's a mikvah that's tall the neck b'mayim. But less halachos going to say, we don't paskin like that. But l'mayis and Shulchan Aruch does paskin that has to at least reach the stomach of a person, of a isha who's tovel, at least reach there. That's the chatchila. Because if not, they have to crouch too much and then we're worried that there will be too many folds and creases in the body, and it won't be a good tefillah. Therefore, midrachatchila, the mikvah has to be a certain height, dafka a certain height. Zogta Gemara Vaita. Now we'll go back to Ni'ilas HaSandal. So we talked about before that about Ni'ilas HaSandal. We'll talk about more at the end of the daf. But here we just took a break and we talked about rechitza, about going through the water. Now we're going to have a kasha about wearing shoes through the water. We said before that someone on Yom Kippur, if he's going to visit his Rebbe, he's allowed to walk through a river to visit his Rebbe. He's getting wet, and it's a rechitza, he's washing himself. No, it's a rech mitzvah, and it's not lo tainug, not rechitza lo tainug, it's mutter. But the question is like this, Bishlam Yom Kippur, you're not wearing any shoes, so it's not a chash, the shoe will fall off and you come to carry it. But Shabbos, are you allowed to walk through this on Shabbos? Shabbos dika minol mai. It's a question of shaila. On Shabbos, are you allowed to walk to visit your Rebbe through a river? What's the Shaila? Because since you're wearing shoes on Shabbos, so therefore it might fall off. And if it falls off, you might carry it. So are you allowed to walk through a river on Shabbos to visit your Rebbe? Or maybe not, because your shoe might fall off and you come to carry it. That's the question of the Gemara. Now, the Sichas Gass that we're going to learn later in the daf today, that on Yom Kippur, you're allowed to wear a minnel shal sha'am, like a shoe made out of reeds, or made out of grass. You're allowed to wear a shoe like that. You just can't wear a leather shoe, or maybe an eitz, if you are Gemara, a wooden clog, you can't wear. So l'chari, you could ask the same shalom kippur. It might fall off, you come to carry it. Why don't you have shalom kippur? And for the Siach Yitzchak, he answers like this, that shoe you don't care about. It's not worth anything. You're not going to carry it. It falls off, you let it go down the river. You're not going to worry about it, because it's such a cheap shoe. So the Gemara's question is, Shavdik Amin Amai, are you allowed to walk through the water? Are you worried you might carry your shoe? The Gemara answers, Omen Nechemya, Chasni Ben Isiyah, Nechemya, the son-in-law of the Ben Isiyah, said, Anoch Azisa, L'Rav Ami, V'Rav Asi, Demotu Arkuma Demaya, I saw Rav Ami, V'Rav Asi, that they went through a puddle of water, V'Avru Derech Malbush, and they walked through it with their clothing. So you see, he wasn't worried that the shoe might fall off and you come to carry it. So the Gemara, Teinach Minel. Okay, we pask in what the lacha is by Minel, because Minel is a regular shoe which is tied onto your foot very securely. It's not going to fall off. Sandal Mai. What's the lacha of a sandal? A sandal is something that's not tied to your shoe, as to your foot as well. It's more like our sandals. It doesn't have a top, and therefore it's not as secure on your foot. So what about that? Are you allowed to walk through the water like that? I took out the word Ikulamemar on purpose. That's what Shaf takes it out. Sandal Mai. I saw Ravina, even with sandals, going through the water. So the Gemara Paskins, basically, they let it go through the water with a minnow, sadly not worried it's going to fall off. Rav Ashi Yomar, sandal l'chatchila loy. If you're wearing one of these sandals that are not so secure, l'chatchila you should not go through the water with it. Good. At the end of the day, Rav Ashi is saying it's also to do, because you might come to carry it. The Reish Galusa ikli lahagrunya lebei Rav Nosson Raphram. The Reish Galusa came to Agrunya, the city of Agrunya, to Rav Nosson Raphram's house. He came to his house, to Rav Nosson's house. And Raphram, Kula Rabbanon, also Lul Pirka. Raphram and all other Rabbanon, they came to the Shir. In the times of Bavel, after the Beis Mikdash of Charev, there was always a Reish Galusa. A Reish Galusa was like he usually came from the Shevet of David HaMelech, Shevet of Yehuda, and he was like basically the king. It was called the Reish Galusa. And he had to give him covered. He came to give a shir, and Raphram and the Rabbanon came to the shir. Ravina lo yasa. Ravina did not come to the shir. Lamacha, the next day, Bayi Raphram lafuku Ravina medai to the Reish Galusa. Raphram wanted to excuse Ravina from not coming to the shir. So they're all sitting together, and Ravina was here this time. Omale, my time lost the Malapirka. Why didn't you come to the shir yesterday? So Ravina answers, Omale, I have a kavli karoy. I had a pain in my foot. So Raphram tells him, Abay l'chol meis misani, put on shoes and come. He says, no, gabba the karahava. It was something on top of my foot that was hurting me. So, and if you put a shoe on, it'll just irritate it. So he told him, Abay l'chol meis misani, put on a sandal. And like Rashi says, the sandal is wider, and therefore it won't irritate the top of your foot. There was a puddle, I couldn't go through it. So he said, just walk through it. What's the problem? Don't have to carry, walk through it while you're wearing your shoes. Don't you hold of Rav Ashi who holds that you're not allowed to go through even with a sandal? With a sandal you can't go through it because it's not tight, it's not secure. So therefore, Ravina was telling the Reish Galusa, I couldn't go through because I would have a shiloh of carrying on Shabbos. So it's a much good cash. So before it says Ravina went through a sandal. It says right before, two lines from the top, two lines from the wide lines. Ravina, she went with a sandal. It says there. So here it says Ravina didn't though, it's a stira. So they freak the Tezus Shana has the cash. So either he says there were two Ravinas, that's one Teretz, or Inami, the Chuyah Dachle Ravina, he just was trying to push off the Reish Galusa, excuse, but the real reason was because he wanted to learn the Mavasej or something. That's why he didn't come, whatever the reason is. And he was giving an excuse, he couldn't go through. I said, right, you don't hold over Ashi. He doesn't hold over Ashi either. But he said, don't you hold over Ashi now? Come. That's a tup shot of the Taisis Yishan. Very good. Zogtim Aravaita. Tana Yehuda Bar Gregris.
What?
Rav Ashi said, Sandal Chiloi, Rav Ashi said, and Rav Ashi before. And here also he said, they don't hold over Rav Ashi. And the question was, Ravina before holds. Zogtim Aravaita. Tana Yehuda Bar Gregris. Vaita with more about rechitza here, about rechitza on Yom Kippur. Also, leishav agavetina b'yagpurim. You're not allowed to sit down on some mud on Yom Kippur. Why? Because the mud is wet, and you're going to get yourself wet, and that's oinig, that's rechitza. Talking about mud that wouldn't make you dirty, I guess, just make you wet a little bit, v'yag shmak. You're not allowed to sit on this tina on Yom Kippur. Om Rav Shum Alevi, uve tina metapachas. Only tina that's very wet that will make you wet. Om Abaye, no, not only wet, it has to be with teveach hamnas latviach. It's so wet, it can make something else wet also as well. It can make you wet enough that you can make something else wet. That's how wet it can make. Om Rav Yehuda, mutal letzdanim peiros. Even though you're not allowed to do rechitza, but if you're very hot, you're allowed to take cold peiros and put it over your body to cool yourself off, because there's no water on it. Rav Yehuda mitzdanim bekar, Rav Yehuda do this. He used to take a squash and cool himself off. Well, they're talking about here in Bavel, it's in Iraq. It was boiling hot. So, They on Yom Kippur, it was boiling hot, they needed or Tisha B'av, and they needed some way to cool themselves off. They used the kara. Rabba Mitzdana B'yanuka. Used to use a child. Sometimes a fresh child wakes up in the morning, it's nice and cold. They used the child. Rabba Mitzdana B'kosta Kasva. Used a silver cup, silver becha. Omra Papa, Kasta Kasva Molei, awesome. If it's filled with water, it's awesome, because it might spill. Chosa Shari. But if it's not full to the top, even though it has liquid in it, it's fine. We're not worried it's going to spill. Depachra, if it's made out of earthenware, earthenware keli full with water, idvi idi asa. They're both asa. Say if it's full, say if it's chasa. Why? Because it comes through it, therefore will make you wet. Which is mishkel shachal. Because it comes through it, it's like rashes, it's pilot mayim, it spits out water, therefore it's a problem even to use it to cool yourself off. Rav Papa Amar, some have a gear, so Rav Ashi Amar, kasa de kasba chasa nami asa. Even a silver cup that's not filled to the top is also why? Mishum de mizdarev, it's slippery. A silver cup is slippery, with skin, you might slip and spill water on yourself, and therefore it's also to use this to cool yourself off on Yom Kippur. Talk to Maravaita, Ziri Bar Chama was a famous guy. He was always the guest for all the Gedolim that came to his city. Ushba Zichnin, the Rav Ami, Virav Asti, Rav Shum Alevi. He was the host for Rav Ami, Rav Asti, Rav Shum Alevi. A lot of different times. Bekula Rabban in the case, all the Rabban in the case always stay by his house. So, but years later, Amalei Rav Yosef raided Rav Shum Alevi. He went to Rav Yosef, the son of Shum Alevi, and said, Bar Arya, the son of a lion, I'm going to tell you some of your father's ways. He came to me Yom Kippur, and I'm telling you some things he did on Yom Kippur. Metapachas Hoyloi Berav Yom Kippur, he used to have a wet cloth on Erev Yom Kippur. It was a cloth on Erev Yom Kippur. V'sharez Amayim, he made it wet in water, soaked it in water. Then he dried it out. He like let it sit out till it drips out, and but it was still wet a little bit. The next day, on Yom Kippur, if he was very sweaty and his eyes were all sticky, he used it to wash his face and his hands and his feet. He used this matpachas because it wasn't so wet anymore. So it's not shalav rechitza, but it was enough wet to take off the sweat, whatever it was on him. Erev Tisha B'av, this we did on Erev Yom Kippur. Erev Tisha B'av, Sharei Samayim, and he didn't have to squeeze it out. Ulamacham Avira Gabi Einav. And the next day, he put it over his eyes. The reason is, because on Yom Kippur, the Shaila of Schita. It's not a Shaila of Rechitza when it's just a little cloth, but on Yom Kippur, the problem is that if you have a soaking wet cloth, it's going to be a Shaila of Schita. Masha'inkin on Tisha B'av, it's a weekday. If it's a weekday, there's no problem with Schita. Therefore, he didn't have to hang it out. He just used the wet cloth to wash his face. They say, Agave Einav is Lav Dafka. Einav means Panav Yad Ragva as well. The Chinki also, Rab Mamari Omar, but Erev Tisha B'av, you live with Pachas, you bring him a cloth, Vesheris, and Mayim soaks in the water. And when Nicha Tachas Marashas, he puts it under his pillow. Why put it under his pillow? Keeps it wet, keeps it fresh. And the next day, he washes his hands, feet, and face. But on Yom Kippur, they bring him a cloth. He soaks in the water. And he dries it out first. The next day, he puts it over his eyes. You want them told us the opposite. That on Erev Tisha B'av, they dry it out. And on Erev Yom Kippur, you don't dry it out. Can I ask you on that? Schita. I ask you on that. What do you mean? Then the problem is schita. It can't be garis or sugi opposite way. That at Erev Yom Kippur, you let it be wet. At Erev Tisha B'av, you let it dry it out. Because the problem of schita, you couldn't learn that way. Ad kana Gemara. Now, Rashi brings down that there's another pshat in the whole Gemara. Different girsa. And the girsa goes like this. That Erev Tisha B'av, you let it make something wet and dry it out. And Erev Yom Kippur, what you could do is you take a cloth, you when your hands are wet, you dry your hands on it, and you use that cloth tomorrow. Even much less water in it. According to that Girsa, you can't make a cloth wet. You just dry your hands on a cloth, and that way it'll be a little bit moisturized for the next day to wash it over your face. Amrav Nasir Ad Khlifa Amrav Amram Amrav Bachana. Sholu is Rabbi Yezah Loza Hazakin. Sholu is Rabbi Loza. We're going to bring down Shaila to ask Rabbi Loza, and one of the Shailas will be Negeya this Yom Kippur. But the first Shaila is not Negeya Yom Kippur, it's about Bechar. We know that a Bechar goes to the Kayin. Now the Kayin, what does he do with the Bechar? He has to bring as a carbon. The problem is that he has to wait a little bit until he brings it as a carbon. He has to take care of it because it's a carbon. He has to wait to bring it as a carbon, so he'll have to take care of it. Now, every kohen is a farmer who takes care of animals. It's really a pain in the neck for him. So, what's the best thing to happen to kohen is if he gets a mum, so then he could just shecht it. And then he has meat, and the meat is not kaddish. Anyone can eat the meat. He gets shechted, a mamish, he can make a huge barbecue, a big siyam and yuma, with all the meat, all the London broil. That's what he could do. So he wants it to have a mum. Therefore, they were masakin that in order for something to be a mum, you have to have it certified by someone who's a mumcha and mumun. And they had to have permission from the Reish Galusa to paskin on this, or the Beinasiyah, to paskin on mumun of a bukhar. So they asked Rabbi Laza. They asked him like this: Shalu as Rabbi Lazar Zaken. Shalu as Rabbi Lazar. They asked Rabbi Lazar: Zaka of Yeshiva Shiva. Someone's part of the Sanhedrin. Does he also need reshus to pass on movement? Tzarich lider reshus lahat the becharis, and tzarich does he need reshus to pass on becharis or not? My kama bayalu. What's the beer hashayla? What's the two stadim? What's the two sides of the story? Hakka bayalu. He had the Amar Rav Idi ba oven. Dava zeh. This din that they said the Bein Asiyah has to give you permission to pass on movement. Did they give this right to the Bein Asiyah in order to give him godless? They wanted to give the ruler, the Bein Asiyah, who was always a year, the pachash of a person, but he wasn't the Rosh Shiva. They wanted to give him something like, you know, he's in charge of. So he said that he has to decide who could be matter the Bechairis. So if that's the case, Tzarech Lidur Rishos. Even someone's a hedge has to ask Rishos, because that's a vart. It's a power thing. Or Dilma, or maybe it's only just to make sure he knows what he's talking about. But Kibin Zakim Yashiv Yeshiva and Sarach, because he knows what he's talking about. So Amar Rav Tzadik ben Chaluk al Raglav. So Rav Tzadik stood up and said, Vamanira Isi, I saw as Rav Yisi ben Zimra, who was Shazakim Yashiv Yeshiva, he was part of Sanhedrin. Va'oimid Mamala Mazikta Shazah, and he went to the Zayda, to the grandfather of this Nasi of today, but not our Shoshlat Bechiris. They had to go get Rishos, get a certification to be Matar Bechiris, Matar the Mumin, the blemishes of a Bechir. Only Rav Abba, no, like Hacha Yemaisa. That was not the story. Like Hacha Yemaisa. Rizim Zimra Koyin Abba. He was a Koyin. And the Shaila was, could a Koyin say Edis on someone else's Bechir? Because maybe he's a stick on the game of Abba. You know, it's not his own Bechir, but it's like a Goimlim. Yeah, it's something called Goimlim that if you help me, I'll help you. Someone you can't say Edis on it, they can't pass on it. He's never on his friend's thing, because he's not in the game with that. You don't think that. And he answered him, the Nasi, but he never asked permission. Maybe someone's a hedge and I have to ask permission. It was a different Shaila if a Kayan could pass on it. Because the Shaila is a Kayan, we pass on Mayor Shimon Gamil, and therefore, it's not a raya, and we stay with a shayla. Could a son from Sanhedrin pass on a bechor without permission from the Bey Nesiyah?